The United States is starting Section 301 investigations into digital services taxes being adopted or considered by 10 countries, including Britain, Italy, and Brazil. Washington blames the countries for using such taxes to raise revenue from the local operations of U.S. companies. Section 301, under an outdated U.S. trade law adopted in 1974, allows the U.S. president to unilaterally impose tariffs or other trade restrictions on foreign countries.Minnesota Governor Tim Watts has announced the launch of a civil rights probe into the Minneapolis Police Department. Four police officers in the city were involved in the killing of George Floyd last week. The state's Human Rights Department has filed a civil rights charge against the Municipal Police Department and will investigate its policies, procedures, and practices over the past 10 years to determine if they engaged in systemic discriminatory practices. 46-year-old Floyd died after ex-cop Derek Chauvin knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes during an arrest on May the 25th. Chauvin has been arrested on third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter charges. Three other officers involved in the arrest have not been charged. Thousands of people have converged on a court building in Paris, France, to denounce police brutality and racism.The demonstration was organized to honor black Frenchman Adama Traoré, who died after his arrest in 2016, and the black American George Floyd, killed by police last week. French police claim Traoré died of a heart attack caused by pre-existing medical conditions. However, his family says he died from asphyxiation and is calling for the officers to face trial.Russian President Vladimir Putin is urging quick steps to repair the economic damage from the novel coronavirus outbreak. He gave the instruction when discussing the state of the economy in a video conference with Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin. The Prime Minister says that the cabinet's plan involves measures intended to stimulate economic growth, raise incomes, and reduce unemployment. He says the proposals expect a spending of about $73 billion until December next year.Russia has so far reported over 420,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases, including more than 5,000 deaths. China has completed the first high-precision airborne gravity survey for Mount Chomolama, also known as Mount Everest. It's part of the country's ongoing mission to remeasure the height of the world's highest peak. The measurements rely on a variety of survey data, including those from a global satellite navigation system.China's civil aviation watchdog has released a report over a flight incident that happened over 2 years ago. A flight of Sichuan Airlines was forced to make an emergency landing after one of its windshield panels blew out in May 2018. The report suggests the most likely reason for this incident is that the plane's windshield seal had been damaged, causing external water vapor to enter. The plane landed safely with all 119 passengers uninjured.An amendment to an agreement on trade signed between the Chinese mainland and Hong Kong last year has taken effect. The deal aims to further enhance the liberalization of trade in services for Hong Kong and lower the market access threshold for service providers in the city. It was signed under the framework of the Inland and Hong Kong Closer Economic Partnership Arrangement. The CEPA is a comprehensive modern free trade framework agreement. It covers four major areas, including trading goods, trading services, and investment, as well as economic and technical cooperation.